Welcome to Behind the Investigation. I'm Sierra Cummings, joined now by investigative reporter Andy Perotti. Thanks for being here, Andy.
Thanks for having me.
This next story is about toxic gas. Walk us through how you found out about these cases.
Yeah, so this is a story essentially about safety at work and can your or should your employer be protecting you from hazardous materials? The answer is yes, obviously. But this particular instance is about a warehouse owner that stores material that has been treated with a chemical called ethylene oxide. And ethylene oxide, according to the EPA, causes cancer. And the workers there claim that the employer didn't know that they were handling products treated with this very dangerous toxin.
This man is muscle spasm.
Ira Montgomery shows dozens of prescriptions he takes every day to stay alive.
This is another blood pressure.
26 pills in all.
I forgot those from I'm sorry. And this is anti-reject.
Medication needed following an organ transplant after doctors discovered cancer in his liver that nearly took his life.
15 pills in the morning, 16 pills at night. Every day, 7 days a week.
So this is your life?
Yeah, my new life. I thank God for being here, but it's hard.
A joint investigation by Atlanta News First and Grist uncovered Ira is one of more than 50 employees at this Lithia Springs, Georgia warehouse who claimed in a lawsuit their former employer, ConMed, exposed them to a cancer-causing toxin for years. Many of them now suffering from severe illness. At least four have died.
So me and my wife, we sat down and we looked at each other and said, baby, they are now poisoning all of you guys.
Here's how it happened, according to the lawsuit. It starts at this facility owned by Sterigenics in Cobb County, Georgia, which sterilizes millions of medical devices a week using a hazardous colorless gas called ethylene oxide. A toxin the Environmental Protection Agency says causes cancer and tumors. The sterilized products are then trucked 12 miles away, here to ConMed's 300,000-square-foot warehouse, the size of 5 football fields. While there, boxes of medical equipment treated with ethylene oxide off-gases inside the warehouse, allegedly exposing workers.
I was shocked.
Attorney Eric Hertz represents Ira and other warehouse workers in a pending lawsuit that claimed ConMed and Sterigenics conspired together to hide exposure from workers. The claims against ConMed were dismissed after Hertz said the plaintiffs reached an agreement. Sterigenics' lawsuit is still pending. In 2020, ConMed admitted to the Occupational Safety and Health Administration that employees were not informed about ethylene oxide, fining the company $7,800.
There's no reason not to tell the employees. There's no reason not to give them protection devices.
Handheld monitors used by Ira and other ConMed workers show ethylene oxide levels inside the warehouse so high, it set off alarms. Multiple readings, more than 50 parts per million. The exposure limit set by OSHA is 1 part per million.
This is 911. What's the address of the emergency?
It's ConMed Corporation. There's an employee. I'm not sure if he's having a seizure or a heart attack.
According to county dispatch records, EMS responded to the warehouse at least 22 times since 2016.
We just used to have people that come in there and just fall out.
Just collapse.
We was having a meeting and one of our employees just collapsed in the floor.
The warehouse is where the material that gets sterilized goes to. Nobody really thought about them having emissions.
Jim Bolin is the air branch chief for the Georgia Department of Environmental Protection. In 2019, the agency tested the air around another Georgia warehouse storing medical equipment. The findings were startling to this state. The warehouse emitting 5,700 pounds of ethylene oxide per year. That's about 9 times higher than the facility where the equipment is sterilized.
That's correct. The controlled facility had lower emissions and the warehouse had higher emissions.
Wow. I mean, that must have been a surprise to you.
Yes, it was a very big surprise.
After uncovering elevated levels of the toxic gas, the Georgia Environmental Protection Division now mandates these kinds of warehouse companies must obtain air quality permits, which include monthly testing and new equipment to remove the gas. While Georgia took action, we uncovered warehouses in other states that store products sterilized with ethylene oxide do not have similar regulations.
Do you think this is something other states should be looking into as well?
I think they should be looking into it.
This one here is another anti-rejection.
An industry using a dangerous chemical accused of exposing workers to an invisible threat for years.
I gave you 13 years of professional work. I trust you to make it safe for me to come to work. So why? Why you can't just do it right?
Andy, I'm so glad you shared this perspective, because a lot of times we do these environmental investigations on the neighborhoods and the people that may live around some of these facilities, but we rarely get to hear from the workers inside those warehouses. So it really is just such a personal case. I'm so glad they shared it with you. But how do they even go on? What's life going to look like for them over the coming months and coming years?
Well, for Ira at Montgomery, he simply hopes that the cancer doesn't come back. Mm. And for some families of workers who work there, they're never coming back because they've passed away. So this is going to be an ongoing situation for a number of employees, potentially 50, who have worked at this facility, who now claim that they are sick, some of them dying because of the long-term exposure. We're talking about years. This wasn't just like some individuals worked there for a year or two.
Right.
Aaron Montgomery worked there for 13 years, and he handled these products treated with this toxin, and he claims that the company simply didn't tell them. They weren't transparent. And if they were transparent, potentially they could have asked questions like, what protective gear can I wear? What are we doing to mitigate this? Mm. And according to that now dismissed lawsuit against ConMed and the pending lawsuit against Therogenics, that didn't happen.
And so you went into what the companies had to say somewhat in that story. I want to dive a little deeper here.
Yeah.
You mentioned one of those lawsuits already having a resolution, the other still pending. So what's been the reaction, the commentary from these companies?
Yeah, so we reached out to ConMed and we sent them a list of questions, including what's your response to Ira saying that you never told them about this toxin that he was potentially exposed to, and a number of questions. They didn't answer any of our questions. They simply just cited us some information on their website, their response to the lawsuit that's now dismissed because of an agreement that they apparently have made with Ira's attorneys. Has simply been, we deny all of these allegations. Therogenics still has a pending claim against it. Mm-hmm. It says it plans to vigorously defend itself in court.
All right, just some background here. How did you find out about this particular investigation?
So this was brought to us by Grist. They are an online publication that covers the environment and climate change.
Mm-hmm.
They came to us and they said, hey, listen, I see that you have done previous reporting on ethylene oxide. And we found what may be a loophole in this chemical and how it's used. And so there's been plenty of scrutiny on the ethylene oxide in the sterilization plants like Sterigenics and BD and Covington. But what really no one really thought about, including the state environmental regulators, is what happens to these products after they're treated and then stored. And what they found, obviously, is that that it still continues to off-gas when it's put in a facility like a warehouse. And if there's not proper ventilation, the exposure is likely.
Really important collaboration there between Atlanta News First Investigates and GRIS. Thank you so much for your reporting, Andy. Don't forget, you can find our podcast wherever you get your podcasts and across all streaming platforms. Thanks so much for joining us. This has been Behind the Investigation.